Consumer Report.
Well, good news for you doll buyers. They're getting even more realistic. Ken and Barbie have real underwear, hair, and shoes now. The makers of another doll on the market have really gotten into this realistic thing. You can now purchase a G.I. Joe doll that has a venereal disease. That just in.
W.A.K.Y. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. You don't realize what radio's done for this boy. 5 years ago, the average human being would not spit on him. And today...
they spit on me.
Right.
W.A.K.Y.
Here's Gary Burbank as a real disc jockey.
Here's Tony Aslan as a real singer.
It's now time for TV review.
This just in, due to a lot of pressure from a certain minority group in TV review, the Mod Squad has added a new member. He belongs to the Gay Liberation Front. In the next episode, the group is attacked by four crooks. Well, Pete tackles one of them, Link nails the second one with a sharp right to the shin, Julie floors the third one with a judo kick, and Bruce, that's the new member, he backs against the wall and screams, "Cody, closer, I'll scratch your eyes up!"
That's TV review. We gon' get letters, baby.
But I need some letters. I'm lonely.
And now, just back from the Tijuana Kale Pectate Festival, after a six-day run, it's me, Gary Burbank. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's okay. This is Gary Burbank telling you and only you to not be so hard on cannibals. They like people.
413.
Spring Beats.
Your people have called me up and asked if I got any biggies planned today. They want to turn the radio off.
I do. We're going to tell you a story, so I'll turn it off.
The very sad story of the deformed cow who had bags under her eyes.
W-A-K-Y. Think on that one.
Here he is, the man with a one-track mind. He thought Jim Bouton's book, Ball 4, was about groupies. You get it dumb.
Yes, I know.
Believe it or don't.
Believe it or don't. Many years ago, King Henry VIII cut off his maid's head. Yes, you know that, but thereby, he created the first topless waitress.
It's time now for Sea Hunt.
No, that's an F. That's a G. You never get it.
You've been listening to Sea Hunt.
Calling car 64, car 64. You are now car 65. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
W-A-K-Y.
Fnork 535 with Gary Burbank. And show me a man with both feet planted firm on the ground, and I'll show you a man who can't get his pants off. Today's poem of the day. You can do it.
Wonder Mother with the poem of the day. This is about Marcia, our receptionist.
Okay.
Marcia burned her bra. I'm sure she meant no harm. The fire department put it out. They called it a false alarm.
All right.
Now here he is, the man who painted his garbage cans orange and black. Told his family they was eating out at the A&W. Yes.
Thank you. Paul Ford Wacky Redbone. Today's musical question is coming up.
Now.
Now. Hey, what do you call a Mexican with 9 children?
The musical answer.
El Producto. Okay, Judge Holland Mack is here. And Art, we're going to take another breathalyzer test, right?
Oh, in about 3 or 4 minutes.
In about 3 or 4. Well, I messed up because... to show you how uncoordinated I am, we were waiting 10 minutes, and what I did was I grabbed the bottle, and I just took about three swigs, right? Boom! Right after the other. Okay. There's no doubt about one thing. Am I, Judge Todd? You know me, just as a normal,
surely I do.
Normal everyday sober person, right? Would you say I've changed in any perspective whatsoever?
Gary, I would never have to worry about you walking before the bench in your present state because I don't think you could walk.
That's true. Okay. Well, you just heard it, folks. I'm drunk. I'm really drunk. It is for a purpose. That purpose I have forgotten. Oh, yeah. Drinking and driving. We don't want you to get drunk and drive. I'm showing you right now. I can't even run a show. I don't know where I am. But I'm cooking. Theophilus Thistle, the successful thistle sifter, and sifting a sea full of unsifted thistles, thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of his thumb. Okay. I'm together. Todd, what's happening? Okay, like if you would see me driving, what would you feel about me right now?
Gary, if I saw you driving, I'd get off the road. Gary Burbank passed out a few minutes ago. We revived him, and he just left driving a car heading out Riverside Expressway. We tried not to have it happen, but the sheriff let him go. The sheriff said he was too drunk to ride in the back seat, so he let him drive. This is Todd Hollenbach taking over for Gary Burbank, and Sheriff Alan Hamilton's here with me. And I'll tell you something, Sheriff, if this place gets raided, I'm going to tell him, the devil made me do it.